Hey, how you doing? I guess you're doing real good. Welcome to another episode of Saturday Nuggets with Koji Anka. Good morning. What I'm about to download today is my personal best. This has really blessed me in my life's sojourn. Your miracle will always be someone else's norm. Your miracle will be something that to others is the norm. John chapter 9, the verse number 1, and I quote, "As he went along, he saw a blind man from birth. The disciples asked, 'Who sinned that this man be born blind?' My uncle," verse number 6. "He told him, 'Wash in the pool of Siloam.' So the man went and washed and was healed." I believe when the man was healed, he was over the moon that for the first time he can see. But the disciples will be standing there asking, what is the big deal? Because to them, having your sight was the norm. It shouldn't be something that one fusses about. But to the man, it is a miracle. Herein lies the problem. When we begin to compare that moments of our lives that are landmarks, that little things in the relationship that should have blessed us with other people's norm, it becomes very insignificant. Matthew 25:15, the Bible said, "To some he gave 5, to some he gave 2, and others 1, according to their abilities." In other words, according to what you can handle, God gave you. So don't compare, because when you compare, you will lose the significance of that ecstatic moment in that relationship. Let me give you an example. Do you remember the other day on your birthday, and it was just a wish, that happy birthday without a present? And it went to your heart that after all I've done in this relationship, is that all you can do? Let me tell you, that alone should have blessed you. But the problem is, we tend to worship what we don't have. And what we have, we disdain. And when you do that, you miss the significance of that miraculous moment in that relationship. Because your miracle will always be someone else's norm. For example, someone who has traveled abroad and over 15 years, all of a sudden they get their right to stay. It's a miracle. But to someone that was born in that country, to them it will be nothing, or it will be insignificant. Don't compare, because your miracle will always be someone else's norm. As I bring the curtain down today, your nugget. Don't worship what you don't have. Cherish what you do and work with it. And I promise you that God will be glorified in it. Send me an email on robertyanka@gmail.com. Give me a ring on 079-5049-7711. Or better still, follow me on my Facebook at Koji Anka. Your miracle will always be someone else's norm. Stay blessed.